The weekend is here. Let's go fishing.
Thank God it's Friday, gonna cast out a line. A happy afternoon, sun is flying oh so high. I'm a peaceful kind of guy, most usually. But I'm hunting on the fishes in the deep blue sea. Making sure my bait is all nice and stinky. Gonna add a little lead and make the bait go sinky. We can wait another day to do the patchwork laundry. Cause now we going fishing on Bunyan Country.
Labor Day weekend. An extra day to go fishing. We'll talk about it with Chuck Hazzy of Leisure Outdoor Adventures and Steve Sapaniak of Predator Guide Service. It's all coming up. Welcome to Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, sponsored by Visit Bemidji. Well, it's been a while, but it's great to have Chuck Hazzy back on the air with us. Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kev.
Let's start with an agreement that we will not talk about the Twins this time.
The who?
There you go. All right. That's all we need to say about that.
Yeah.
But you're in football mode. You're just telling me your boys are getting ready to get back to school, starting football practice already. My gosh, fall is here.
Yeah, the summer flew by. Fall is in the air. We've had a couple cooler days. Now it's time for football and some fall fishing.
Yeah, you could, and you were just mentioned before we went on the air, the bite has been a little bit tough and has been for a lot of people. So that fall bite is something that a lot of people are looking for in the walleye world.
Yeah, it's close. We're not quite there yet. I just got off the water here a little bit ago, and the water temps are still in the high 60s or low 70s, depending on where you are. So we've got a ways to go yet. The water's cooled down maybe 7-8 degrees from where we were a week or two ago, but we got a little bit till that fall bite takes off yet.
You know, we had a pretty good year walleye. I mean, I thought despite drought, despite really, really hot temps, I thought the walleye bite stayed strong a little longer than I thought it would, but then it did kind of taper off in August. It really was the dog days this year.
Yeah, August was by far our toughest month. We've got just a couple areas that on Leech where we've been concentrating on that have still been holding fish. The fish are starting to eat some of those young of the year perch minnows now. So things are starting to ramp up just a little bit, but they're still biting on, you know, pretty much anything you throw at them. One day it might be crawlers, the next day it might be leeches. If you can find any in the area, leeches are a little tough to come by now. But we're catching a few on artificials as well. So it's still kind of that summertime smorgasbord, if you will, right now until we drop about another 10 degrees.
So, you know, if I'm out fishing and I can't catch walleyes, I go catch sunfish or I go catch bass. You're a guide. What do you do? What do you have to do? Because I know, you know, these people who come up vacation, they want walleyes.
Yeah, fortunately for us right now, the every fall, we have a pretty decent perch bite here on Leech Lake, a lot on the north end of Walker Bay is a good area. A lot of shallow water stuff. And there's days where if the walleyes aren't cooperating, we'll fish for big perch. And it seems like if you can catch one or two big perch, there's a few more in the area. So you kind of just hone in on them a little bit. But it's constant action. You know, they might not all be big. You might have to sort through them, but it's constantly a bend in the rod. There has been, I've kind of just forced myself to learn how to catch smallmouth bass out here just because they're becoming so prevalent. I've actually had a lot of days this summer where we fished walleyes for the first couple hours and then we're strictly targeting smallmouth bass, you know, the last half of the day. And man, I'll tell you, you get one of them on a medium light action rod and you're in for a fight.
You know, it is a lot of fun and it is certainly getting far more popular than it was even 5 years ago.
For sure. And we're seeing the smallmouth population get bigger and better every year here, especially on Leech Lake. We've even had a few fish kind of make their way now into Walker Bay. We're starting to see some in Walker Bay. The majority of the fish, especially in the summer, out on the main lake reefs, in some of the big boulders on some of those reefs, but they're slowly migrating. And I think, you know, I mean, a lot of the fish we're catching are approaching 19, 20 inches. So those are quality smallmouth, no matter where you go. I like to fish for them with live bait. The true bass nuts, they'll tell you that's kind of, it's against the rules, but we're not keeping any of them. We're strictly catching them for the fight and we release them. But they seem to eat a lot of the same things you'd be using for walleyes. So it just kind of works out.
So if I really have a hankering, you know, for some of that walleye, for a fish fry or whatever, and I really want to try for walleyes, where should I start right now?
Probably Canada. No, we're still, the fish we are getting, they're still shallow. We haven't seen a push of fish deep yet. The bait just isn't there. And until the bait shows up in that deeper water, the fish really aren't there. At least out here on Leech, pretty much all of the fish we've been catching the last couple, 2-3 weeks anyway, are coming from anywhere from 7 to 11 feet of water still. And that's just Leech Lake. That doesn't mean, I mean, if you go up the road, you know, 15 miles to Cass Lake, it's a little clearer. You might have to fish, you know, the edges of the break lines out in 15 to 25 feet. Each lake kind of fishes a little bit different based on forage and water temperatures and water clarity. So at least on Leech Lake, I mean, we're still finding fish pretty shallow.
Okay. You know, that weed bite is a great bite all year because, you know, if you are just looking for action, if the walleyes aren't biting, some will be biting in the weeds.
Correct. And we've had tremendous weed growth this year just with the water levels, you know, being down a couple feet and the amount of sunlight we've had. I've really noticed an increase in a lot of the weed growth. So that is, you know, anytime you see big green leafy cabbage weeds or even coontail, stuff like that, there's always going to be something hiding in them.
How much of an adjustment was that to get used to these new water levels, which are significantly different than what we're used to?
I'll tell you, the main obstacle right now is I pick a lot of people up on, say they have a summertime cabin or they're renting a VRBO that has a dock system. And I mean, I have to be honest with them. There's some places you just can't even get, I can't get my boat close enough to the end of their dock to pick them up. Mm-hmm. Some of the resort harbors, I mean, there might be a foot of water in them. And normally there's, you know, 3-3.5 feet where you can maneuver around a little bit, but it's really affected a lot of things, and not just where you can travel, but even as far as bait. You know, a lot of the trappers are trapping the minnows and leeches out of shallow ponds in the forest areas around here, and there's no water in them. I have a pond in my front yard, and in all the years I've lived here, I've never seen it completely dry. And it was dry about the end of June.
Mm.
So it kind of has a trickle down effect from everything from the fishing all the way down to the bait you use or the bait you can even buy in the bait shops.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of talk about bait and the problems there. I don't recall. I mean, I've been, you know, I'm saying people remembering the drought of 10 to 12 years ago and mm-hmm. you know, but I don't remember anything like this. And maybe it's just because the temps were so much hotter, it's been more drastic. I don't know, but boy, this is, I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of weeks ago, just looking at the trees and the grass and everything, you'd swear it was October.
Yeah.
things have greened up a little bit now with this rain, but yeah, it's very dry, that's for sure.
You know, we could really probably use rain every day for like a month to month and a half to get caught up, but then that's kind of, you know, takes away from the things you like to do in the fall, too. So, you know, the balancing everything is pretty difficult right now. If we get rain, we got to take it and like it.
Yep, we just hope that it comes in the evening hours while you're asleep and that we can still enjoy the nice fall weather.
Absolutely. And of course, like you were mentioning, you know, your kids playing football and going back to school. hunting season starting, and I know you were posting some pictures in the past on Facebook of your kids doing some hunting, so you're going to get really busy here.
It is. One of the things we look forward to is the youth firearm season that they have in, it's usually over MEA weekend. So we've been busy in the woods already with the trail cameras and getting our shooting lanes cut out and making sure our stands are set and taking a look at what deer are out in the woods. I'm pretty fortunate. I've got a pretty big piece of public property just right across the road from my place. So we've got pretty much unlimited access back there. And I think the scouting and the getting ready and all that is just as fun as the hunt itself. But yeah, we're not too far off from that season either.
No, we aren't. But you're still, you still guide through the fall, right?
Yep. I usually hang it up somewhere right around Halloween.
Okay.
As we get in, you kind of play it by ear. The trips stop. They're slowly begin to dwindle as the weather gets colder. So I kind of make it a call when I think we're about done. But usually that's around the end of October.
These fall trips that are booked, are these Minnesotans? Are these people out of state who have heard about our fall fishing? Who fishes in the fall?
It's a combo of both. We get a pretty big push of Midwesterners that, especially around the Chicago area, that like to come up and perch fish. And when you get in on the perch bite, if they're really going, it's pretty easy. But a lot of times what I'll do is I'll take someone walleye fishing for a day and, we'll fish perch for a little bit and then they can kind of do their own thing for the next few days. But, some people don't want to fish perch for 4 or 5 days. So they'll call and request a guide to fish, whether it's walleyes or, the musky fishing is only going to get better. You have fall bass fishing. So you've got a lot of options, but, it's a tough line. Do you hunt? Do you fish? Some people are diehard fishermen. Some are diehard hunters. You've got a few that are in between. So, you'll have guys that'll book a guide trip in the morning and then they'll grouse hunt in the afternoon. So it's just a good time to be out. It's nice to see the people still showing up to the area after the last year or so. But yeah, we stay busy all the way through the end of October.
We have a lot more to cover with Chuck Hazy of Leisure Outdoor Adventures, but up next, we'll find out what's happening on Lake Mille Lacs when it comes to big predator fish. Steve Spaniak is up on Fish and Paul Bunyan Country.
Hi, this is Dick Beardsley with Dick Beardsley Fishing Guide Service. Are you looking to plan a fishing trip? Look no further, as Bemidji, Minnesota is your year-round destination for walleyes, pike, muskie, bass, perch, crappie, panfish, and more. With over 400 fishing lakes within a 25-mile radius of Bemidji, come take a cast at becoming a fishing legend. While you're on your fishing adventure, come take a picture with the historic Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox. Discover the first city on the Mississippi, Bemidji, one step further.
Welcome back to Fish and Paul Bunyan Country. Well, we're checking in with Steve Spaniak of Predator Guide Service, and he has been so many times when we've talked to him this summer. He is on the water. How's it going, Steve?
I can't complain. It's been a beautiful day, Kevin. We got overcast skies. I got three fun guys with me. I got Joel, I've got Corey, and I got Andrew, and everybody has missed a fish or had a fish on, and it's spitted out. We've got a couple of nice northern pike boated. We love one of the gentlemen had a huge, big muskie on. It won the battle, let's say that, and we've had like 14 hits. So all in all, it's been perfect fishing conditions.
And the bite is on, huh?
The bite is on. The water temperature, Kevin, has dropped in the last 2 days about 4 degrees because of the cool evenings and everything, which we desperately needed. We needed to get the temperatures down. That's going to be, we've talked about it all summer, you and I. It's going to be turning a lot of fish on, getting them ready to start putting on the feed bag with the upcoming fall. So, yeah, we're enjoying the bite that's happening. On the other hand, though, Kevin, I'm a little miffed about what's going on. We've been dragging sucker minnows for 2 or 3 days, and not a single take or no northern pike or anything for the Sacramento, which is very odd this time of year. Normally they're just nailing the Sacramentos. But you know what? I'll take any kind of fish boated in one form or another, whether it's a Sacramento or whether it's a lure.
How big are those fish out there today?
The biggest pike we've gotten boated was probably about 13 pounds, 14 pounds, which is a really nice size fish.
Oh, yeah.
The same gentleman lost and boated another one, and everybody's been taking turns with hits, so it's been an interesting, fun day.
How's the bite been overall the last couple weeks?
Up until today and the other day, it's been on and off. It's just been like a light switch, you know. When they're on, it's going fantastic. When it's been slow, it's been brutally, brutally slow, Kevin. I would say 80% of my clients the last week and a half have had their chance at a muskie. You know, it's just a problem of being quick enough to set the hook.
Okay. Well, it's we've been waiting for that. You had a stretch where it was a little leaner than that for a while.
Definitely. It was less than lean, Kevin. It was anorexic, you know. Water temperatures were above 75, 76 degrees. That brings everything to a grinding halt just about. We've talked about it so often. You know, when the water temperatures are that warm, the fish become sluggish, you know. If it's briefly warm, they love it. They love the heat to generate the body after spawn. But sustaining that heat for over a month and a half is just way too long. So, yeah, things are picking up. The water is getting colder, and I'm getting happier.
What are you seeing from other anglers out there, you know, fishing for some other species?
Not seeing a lot of other anglers, Kevin. I bet you there's no more than 20 other boats on this whole entire lake at any given time this last 3 weeks. It's been odd. I don't know what's going on. Other anglers are doing okay with the smallmouth bite. It has been fast and furious. It's been a patient waiting game. You get to one spot and you sit there and just wait and wait, like with a Ned Rig, till something comes by and picks it up. A lot of guys are going out walleye fishing. They've been having good luck on the sandbars and over on the mudflats. Lindy Riggin has been working well as with a leech, as well as bottom bouncers and a crawler. A lot of people are turning back to the old standard, which is always fun, is soaking a leech under a bobber. You can't go wrong doing that. So that's always a good time. A lot of walleye being caught there. Northern pike have just started to pick up again, along with the muskies like we were just talking about. So that's been going pretty good. Can't complain. On the other hand, Kevin, lakes around the surrounding area, they've been slowing down a little bit. The panfish bite, the fish are getting smaller. You're starting to see a lot of 4-5 to a pound. Bass bite on other lakes is starting to pick up a little bit better with the colder weather. Northern pike, they're still catching a lot of small pike on different lakes like Smith Lake, Shakopee Lake, Farm Island Lake, Borden Lake, Knife Lake, you know, so it's been a little bit of everything going, but nothing fantastic for size.
When you're looking for something just for fun, a little bit different, and you want to try a lake that's not Mille Lacs, where do you go?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, I've got, I like my pan fishing and my bass fishing, so I like Farm Island Lake is a great lake for that. Shakopee Lake was a fantastic lake for panfish until someone on them social media opened their mouth about it. But that's to be expected. That happens. Knife Lake is another good lake over by down towards Mora, south of Mille Lacs. That's got a good mixed bag of everything. You got some nice pike in there. You got beautiful walleyes, beautiful crappies, and some nice big sunnies. Bass are a little slow on the anorexic side over there, but there is some nice bass over there. So, you know, you got a smorgasbord of lakes and a smorgasbord of fish to go after. It always makes it fun.
Well, Steve, when it comes to muskie fishing, certainly any fish really, but we know muskie fishing for sure. When that fall weather kicks in and those temperatures go down and the weather is not necessarily the nicest to be out in, it's actually one of the best times to be muskie fishing.
Oh, no doubt. You know, fall is a whole new breed of animal. You know, all fish put on the feed bag, especially the muskies. We start to incorporate a lot of spinner baits, Kevin, during that fall period. A lot of crank baits and a lot of jerk baits come into play. Also, we do a lot of more rock fishing. Like one of our last muskies got caught was a few days ago, and that was a nice little 48 and a quarter incher caught on the rocks in 12 feet of water. It's a magical depth, folks, when you're fishing rocks. After you get done fishing the shallow rocks, go fish the secondary structure, which is a 12-foot structure. You just might be pleasantly surprised. You know, a lot of hot colors going too, Kevin, this time of year. Neon yellow has been really good. There's been some other colors like green have been good for muskie fishing on the legs as well. So, yeah, fall is definitely the time to be out here. Don't worry about the cold, because once you start catching and working a jerkbait, you're going to warm up very much.
Very much, yes. And you know what, Steve? The way they make the outerwear these days, you can stay plenty warm in any condition.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. In fact, if you're doing everything right the way you should be, you'll probably be taking off that outerwear just to get some fresh air and let your body breathe a little bit, Kevin.
Steve, if people want to book a fall trip on Mille Lacs and catch some big muskies, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, thank you. Great question. I tell you what, folks, go to my website, predatorguideservice.com, all one word, predatorguideservice.com. You got my phone number there. Give us a call, home phone, or call my cell phone, 320-333-2941. Honestly, Kevin, I've only got about a half a dozen days left, and that's it.
Okay, so you better act quick if you want to experience it. He's out on the water right now, catching lots of big northerns today and a few muskies, too. Steve Sapaniak of Predator Guide Service, thanks for stopping by today.
My pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country. We're talking walleyes in Leech Lake with Chuck Hazzy of Leisure Outdoor Adventures. You've been on Leech Lake a lot over the years. You know what's going on out there. Besides the stuff we've already talked about, the drought being a real concerning thing. Anything else that you've seen in the last year or so that's got you a little bit worried, or are we looking pretty good out there?
I wouldn't say worried. We are seeing the zebra mussels more and more prevalent in certain areas. The Agency Bay area through the Agency Narrows, I know they're getting pretty bad. Cabacona Bay seems to have quite a few adult zebra mussels now. So we've got that on the horizon. I would say in the next couple of years, we're going to be at, a Cass Lake or a Lake Winnie status where the water's going to be very clear. You already noticed it this year with how clear it was. But it's going to get more and more clear every year. So, that's a little bit of a concern. I don't think it's going to affect the fishing as much as just the location of the fish. So you're going to have to adapt to that a little bit. As far as numbers, the test results, I'm on the Leech Lake input board, and it seems like the fall netting test results still show, that we're at average to above average as far as fish per net, that are sampled. So, we'll take the science there, I guess, and say we're good in that regard. But I think now that Canada's open as well, it's going to relax a little bit of the pressure we've been getting out here. Mm-hmm. I know I've taken a lot of people, especially in the month of August, that, the first thing they'll say when they get in the boat is, well, normally this is the week we're on Lac Seul in Canada, but, we can't get there, so we decided to come to Leech Lake instead. And I have to remind them, this is not Lac Seul. We're not going to catch 100 fish a day. We're going to catch some, but we're going to have to work for them. So we do have a lot of that pressure of people not being able to get through the border, just an increase in fishermen. Right. So we fight that a little bit, but I have a feeling it'll all even itself out here pretty soon.
Talking about the zebras for a second, if we base it on what we've seen thus far on Winnie and Cass, you're exactly right. Fish populations haven't changed any, but where they are has definitely changed.
Yeah, and it might mean fishing them in a little deeper water than you're used to. It might mean rolling out of bed an hour or two earlier than you'd normally go fishing in the morning. Or, staying out a little longer in the evening during those low light periods. But we're going to, like anything else, we're going to have to adapt to it. And if you're willing to adapt, you're going to have success. It's just plain and simple. We're a lot of these places that we're fishing now in 6, 7, 8 feet of water, as the sun comes up in the morning, maybe by 8:30, 9 o'clock, you're not going to be able to catch them there. You just won't be able to get a boat close enough to them before they spook. So it's just going to be those anglers that are willing to adapt and try new things and fish at different times of the day or a little deeper water or different structure that, there'll always be someone who figures it out.
Well, we've talked about bass and walleyes. What are you hearing from your buds who are out musky fishing?
Man, I don't know. Toby was on a tear for a while there. It seems like the musky bite was really good here during that last kind of warm, windy spell we had. And then when it cooled off, it stayed pretty strong. I know lots of different guys there. You know, if you fish on an average 4, 5, 6 hour morning, they're usually boating a fish, if not two, or at least seeing a few every single morning. So the musky fishing has been very good. Haven't seen a ton of big fish, but lots of high 30s, low 40s, a lot of active smaller fish, but the big ones are out there. They're gonna start eating here soon, and they'll show up here within the next month and a half.
Well, based on the pictures, I should be hiring Maggie, not Toby, to get me some big muskies.
Everyone knows that. That's no secret. Her new name is Musky Mags.
Musky Mags, I love it. Did you see the post she had about the one Toby caught about a week ago?
Yes,
I love that. Is that my is that my muskie's baby?
Yep, is that my muskie's baby?
Yep. Oh, trash talking already. I love it.
Yep.
Well, Chuck, I know you do the AIM circuit. How'd the year go for you?
It didn't go quite as planned. I mean, we had some good finishes. We made the top 10 in a few. Our teammates in the national championship this spring, Tyler Holden and Nate Liniger, actually won the championship. So they brought home a Warrior boat. I think that might have been the last time I talked to you. I was on the Pete and Will Flowage in Wisconsin.
So, yes.
That was a pretty good highlight. After that, we were off to Mille Lacs. That went pretty well. The Leech Lake tournament out here, we won't talk about. we've got one big one coming up yet, and that's probably my favorite tournament of the year. That's the Cabela's MWC on Cass Lake, and that's in 2 weekends. So I'll be putting a little more time in up and around the Cass area now over the next 2 weeks. But that's a fun one to fish. That's still one of the only remaining tournaments, other than the NWT, where you still actually bring your bag of fish to the weigh scale. So that's kind of fun. A lot of the local anglers around here fish that, so we kind of all get together and have a good time, and that's kind of the cap on the tournament season for everyone. So looking forward to that one.
Where's that headquarter if people want to come out and check it out?
That's out of Stony Point on Cass, so right there at the Canal House.
Easy to find.
They put on a great exhibit there. I mean, you've got everything there. There's stuff for the kids after the weigh-ins. You know, you've got the Canal House right there. So if you want to grab something to eat or something to drink, you're right close to the public boat landing. So if you want to put the boat in after you watch the weigh-in for a while, it's a cool experience.
Okay. I had another question. Oh, yes. If we want to book a trip with you for the fall, you got some spots available yet?
Yeah, there's a few. September is pretty full right now, but there's still a few of us going. So you can call the 800 number, 855-LOA-HOOK. You can go to our website, leisureoutdooradventures.com. If you want to contact me directly, my phone number, my cell phone is 218-289-1383. And there's a good chance we can still fit people in even through the month of September. October is a little more sparse, so we can usually squeeze you in October. And I would say come about October 1st. That's when the prime fall bite starts happening. So it's a little less than ideal weather-wise sometimes, but that's usually when the best bite starts to occur.
Well, you know, if you go about and buy some of that modern outerwear, I mean, that stuff is pretty amazing how warm it can keep you. So that's really
it's
helpful.
It's all about the clothes, yep. And, I mean, I say that being completely honest. I mean, it's layers. Don't skimp. If you're a fisherman or an outdoorsman, don't try to save a buck or two on your rain gear, stuff that's going to keep you dry, because it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
We use it every single day. I mean, the last 4 or 5 days here, I've had my blackfish stuff on, and I get back home and take my rain gear off, and I'm completely dry underneath. So it does make a huge difference.
All right, Chuck, anything else before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I mean, not unless you want to talk about the Gophers leading at halftime and then the rest of the game after that. But that's pretty typical for Minnesota. So, I mean, I think if you're a Minnesota sports fan, you kind of knew where that game was going anyway. So we'll just leave it alone for now.
Yeah, and I'm not even enthused about the Vikings, so I don't even want to go there at this point.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Someone should feel sorry for us.
Somebody should, yes. But I don't think anybody from Wisconsin's going to.
No, I don't think so.
Chuck Azzi from Leisure Outdoor Adventures, outstanding guide and great friend of Paul Bunyan Country. Love having him on the show. Chuck, thanks for checking in with us, and we'll be sure to check in one more time at least before you hang it up for the year, because we'll want to get a good fall report.
Sounds good, Kev. Thank you.
Well, it is upon us, that unofficial end to summer. Labor Day weekend, you got an extra day to get out there and do what you want to do. Enjoy the outdoors, whether you're hunting, whether you're fishing, whether you're hunting and fishing, whether you're biking, whether you're golfing, whatever it is, have a great time, stay safe, and we will talk to you next week.
The fishes all tremble at the thought of me when I'm FISHIRIN Paul Bunyan.